Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Bruyomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Brua, and Be'ezus Hashem, we will be finishing off the beautiful Simon Shin Chaf Aleph today. Let us start with Sif Yotes, even though we read the beginning of it yesterday, and we'll give a very, very brief intro from the Mishnah Brua, Sif Katan Ayin Vav, before we continue reading the Mechaber. And the Mishnah Brua says, in Sif Katan Ayin Vav, Dishlosha Dvarim Yesh Bidvarim Hanidochim Lahotzi Mien Shamnam. There are three steps in the processing of crushing something to make it edible, to get out the stuff that you want, the shamnan, the fatty part, the good part. There are three steps in preparing these things. There's the risuk, it's a certain type of crushing of the food, the dicha, which we'll call pounding of the food, and the shchirka, which we'll call the final step, the pulverizing, the final chopping up of this food into its component parts. The final step, shechika, is the most complete act of crushing of this food. It's more than the pounding than the dicha. And the dicha is more than the risuk, which is the crushing of it. And therefore, the Mishnah Brewer is explaining over here that if you finished off the middle process, the dicha process, on Erev Shabbos, and you're only missing the final step, this final completely pulverizing the item into the consistency that you want. So if you've done this dicha process on Erev Shabbos, it is considered kenigma melachtu mibo jom dami. It's considered as if it's fully made already, even though there's still the shechika, the final pulverizing that you have to do. Umut l'shachiko b'Shabbos, you are permitted to go and do the final act of pulverizing on Shabbos. So with this little introduction that there are these three steps over here, the crushing, the pounding, and then the complete pulverizing over here, let us now read again Sif Yotes. The Mechaber writes, shum, garlic, uboser, unripe grapes, umalilos, ears of corn, shirisko me'ev Shabbos. He did the first crushing on Erev Shabbos. But in Mechusarim Dicha, if he didn't do the second step, the Dicha, then it's also Ligmar Dichosim Shabbos. And you're not allowed to do the second step and the third step on Shabbos. However, the main Mechusarim Elo Shechika, if you did the first two steps, you did the crushing, you did the pounding, and it's only missing the pulverizing, the last step, Mutu Ligmar B'Shabbos, that you would be allowed to go and do this on Shabbos. Dish footnote number 118 brings down the same thing applies with mashkim, the juices that come out of various fruits and other foods, that it's permissible, rak im kvar nidoch mibodyom. You have to have the pounding done as well on Erev Shabbos, not just crushing them. I the afapishesh poskim should be mashkim mutter I de risik bovad, even though there's some poskim say you just need the crushing and you don't have to do the pounding because the juices come out on their own. Nevertheless, the Yerabba writes, Yesh Linho Kedas Hamachmirim. It is preferable to hold like this more machmir position, Shein Mutter Elishli Dochum Ibod Yom. Unless it's also been pounded, you shouldn't rely upon this, and this also seems to be the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. In any event, the Mechaber continues and says the nafkamina of what we just said is therefore Lefikoch. Mutu ligmor shechikas harifos ve'etz poru. Therefore, one is permitted to go and crush with a ladle, a wooden ladle, the grits, the pounded grain that's been cooked, the porridge, so to say, in a kedera on Shabbos. Achar shemoridin osami aloesh, as long as it's off the fire. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ayin Ches. These harifos, these grits over here, are maise daisad. It's a cooked and pounded type of a grain. And the reason why you're allowed to do this, Mishnah Berurah says, Hatam, kivan shekvar dochu osam b'medocha, since they were already pounded with the mortar and pestle, it is bashlu kol tzochen, and they've been previously cooked as well, vein mechusar ala shechika ma'at, and the only thing that they're missing to make them fully perfect is a little bit more of pulverizing it, a little bit more of crushing it over here, and therefore that is allowed. Dish footnote number 121 brings down Ula Arev Yerokos in Basar Marak to add vegetables over here to meat and soup. So Rav Nissen Karlo Shlita permits this. If they're Mevushalim Hetev, Mutu Lasos Kain. If they're well cooked, you can do this. However, you still shouldn't stir it a lot in this situation. And he says, Va'af Peros V'Yerokos Shalohitz Rasku Me'er Shabbos. Even if they weren't crushed before Shabbos. For Moshe Feinstein's that cell, and the Igros Moshe brings down Shem his bashlu bisrachu har baby ofon sheno mechusar mel shechika. If they've been cooked to the point where they become so softened that it's as if they've been pounded after they've been crushed, and the only thing that they're lacking is the final shechika, dinam ki yiroko shnidochu. They have the halachic status of vegetables that have been already pounded, and they're not considered except missing shechika, and that it's permissible. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that if the vegetables have become so soft from the cooking, so then it's as if there's no din of techina, of crushing it any further, it's permissible to do so. He then brings down, if you have fruits or vegetables that are very soft, even when they're not cooked, Ba'ofen shem yochazu b'kitzosim lo yigror hashar achrav. If you hold it in part and you pull it, the rest won't come along with it. That's how soft it is. So Shlomo Zalman says over here as well, she'ein no noeg b'hem iser tochen. There is no grinding concern over here as well. They're considered as if they're already ground up. And he would permit you in that situation to even go crush them further with the teeth of a fork. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal doesn't allow this. He says, for example, bananas, which are very, very soft, she'enem mevusholos, even if they're not cooked, we still have the iser of tachina, as we've discussed previously. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkot 9 Tes. He says that you're only allowed to crush these grits, these harifos, with the wooden ladle over here, if they've been removed from the fire. What's the problem if it's still on the fire? Or ba'odalo esh, if it's still on the fire and you want to stir it over here, crush it, yesh omrim di yesh b'zeh mishum megis, because here you have a problem of cooking. When you're stirring it, you have the problem of megis. As you stir it, the havikim abashal, that's like cooking it further. And we've learned these halachas. The Mishnah Berurah reminds us, ayin le'el b'simin shin yulches, sif yulches, v'mekash asabdu sham, you see the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah over there discussing further the problems of stirring something on the fire on Shabbos. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Haga umutur lahachlik ha'ochel b'Shabbos. A person is allowed to smooth out certain types of foods on Shabbos. V'lo hevi b'zeh mishum ha'machik. This doesn't involve the issur of smoothing out things on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot and Pei, there are objects which are not allowed to smooth. For example, hainu deshava, wax, v'zefes, tar, v'chayetz, b'hem, or other things like this, mitvarim ha'mismarachim, which are normally smoothed out. So if somebody smooths this out on Shabbos, ha'mamarech, u'machlik p'neim, if somebody smooths out, makes its surface smooth, yesh b'zeh mishum alechz u'machik, that's an isser of mamachik. And we've learned this as well, k'mosh k'sadnu l'el in Simin Shin Yudalet. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Ramah put this in over here, that with foods this doesn't apply, as opposed to with items like wax and tar. And the Ramah continues, writes, Ho v'efsho lecho beloze. The reason why this smoothing out isn't a concern over here when it comes to foods is because they're edible without this. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Pei Aleph therefore tells us, Al kein lav midi dekavid. You're not doing anything. It's edible. You're making it into a different shape or form over here. It doesn't change around the fact that it's edible, and therefore you're allowed to do this. But he brings down, Ho imi ef shor lecho beloze. Also, if you are unable to eat it without the smoothing it out, so then it would in fact be prohibited to do so. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Tzadikei, brings this din down from the Mogen Avraham. Some of the older Shulchan Aruchs have a misprint over here, not the new Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. It says, E.F. Sholechol, some Girsos were different in the old Shulchan Aruchs, but the proper way, as you see it in the Mogen Avraham, is that if inedible, then you're not allowed to smooth it out to make it edible. Because the H E would be Ochlin Midrabbanim, because this is involving an Issa Drabbanim of tanning by smoothing it out. Kamosha calls it a Sif Hey, as we've already learned. There can be an Issa of tanning when it comes to Drabbanim, and that we learned in this in Sif Hey, but who Adin, the H Ben Mamachi Midrabbanim. Likewise, you can have smoothing out Midrabbanim on foods. The Efshar Dafil Osa Suda also, the Prima Gadol brings down over here that this might be even forbidden to do this, even if you're going to eat it at that meal. This smoothing out, making something that was inedible into be edible, might be prohibited even for usage at that meal. What should we do? So the Ramah continues and he says, Mikol Mokom, what may be permissible to smooth things out if they're edible, even without the smoothing out, ha-machmir b'maychul sh'tapuchim, if you're machmir on this certain dish of apples, I'm not exactly sure what they're referring to over here, a certain type of a cooked apple dish, uchadomer, or things like that, sh'darko b'kach, that it's normally smoothed out over here, that's the normal way to eat it, as opposed to, it can also be the other way. Tavo alav brach, he says that is preferable that a person should be machmir over here. In the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masu B'Maychol, the Chofetz Chaim points out that the Ramah is trying to tell us over here that you don't have to be machmir in other situations. It's just for these specific types of food, which I'm really not sure exactly what type of apple dish this is talking about. That's the place where a person should be machmir if he's going to be machmir, and Tavo alav brach. And the Mishnah Berurah states in Sivkot and Pei Beis, however, ul mareach tapuchim mevushalim, but to take a baked apple and smear it al halachem, that is absolutely permissible. And likewise, what din shumon v'chema, if a person takes some sort of fat or margarine or butter, bevade shari, that is absolutely permissible as well. That type of smearing is different than the machmir tavol of bracha type of maichel with the tapuchim that the Ramah is referring to. Now we conclude this beautiful simon with the words of the Ramah. The Ramah adds, and he says, also liklof shumim umbitzolim, it is prohibited to go and peel the garlic and the onions, kishekolef laniach, if you're doing this for a later point in time, not for immediate usage. However, avolecholi alter shori, but to go and peel it right now for immediate usage, that is permissible. And he says, v'ayin le'el simen shin yotes, with these dinim were discussed already to a certain extent. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Pei Gimel brings down the reason why you can't peel them over here is mishum borer. Just like we allowed you to go and be borer, remakel, to allow you to be borer the food from the psolus, if you're doing it right immediately before you're eating it, before the meal, kain hu hadin bazeh. So too, you can do this right before the meal as well. Now, Dishu footnote number 122 brings down, afal gav she'ein isu borer ela b'taruvist. What type of a mixture is this over here? The peel of the garlic, the peel of the onion, they're really part of the onion and the garlic. Why is that called a taruvist over here? So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, shekivan shaklipo mechuberes heitev lepri, since it's very, very well attached to the pri over here, nechsheves hi kimurevis imo. It is considered that it's part of the onion or the garlic over here, and therefore there is potentially a problem of borer unless you do it in the way that we just said just aloud. He says removing the oketz, the stem over here from a fruit, that Shlomo Zalman Zatzal permits. Because he says the oketz is a recognizable separate entity from the fruit itself, and therefore it's not considered mixed in with the fruit. However, he says, you can't do a lot of them at one time. However, on the other hand, Nissan Karlu Shlita says, according to the Chazon Ish, the din of the oketz is like it's considered like the peel of the fruit, and it would be also to remove it. The issue footnote number 123 brings down, in regards to peeling eggs or to removing the paper, let's say that's around the Frankfurter or something like that. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Igris Moshe writes, Shalohuta lasos kain elukadei lechol esabetzim v'anaknik l'alter. This is only allowed to be done if you're going to eat the egg or the Frankfurter over here immediately. Ulgabi or shal of. What about the skin of a chicken, let's say, of a bird that is edible in and of itself? So he writes, that's considered like one entity with the meat of the chicken. And you're allowed to go and peel that off, take off the skin, even if you're not going to eat it right now. Skip a paragraph, he goes to the last paragraph in the issue footnote 123, he writes, V'divri masiko kedom, if you have sucking candies or various types of candies that are wrapped in various types of paper, or plastic around them. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, she'ein leposchom ela somuch lechila. You shouldn't unwrap the individual candies, for example, unless it's right before you're going to eat them. Mishum chashash borer, because there is a concern over here of borer. V'im ein heim devukim linyer, if they're not very tightly stuck, however, to the plastic or the paper around them, then ein chashash borer. There is no concern then. On the other hand, Rav Nissan Karol Shlita brings down, she'afim ha'atifo devukal amayachol, even if it's very tightly stuck to the food, mutu leposum, you're allowed to open up the candies or the item, afilu kedei laniach leachazman, even for later usage, because the niar is recognizable also, it's not part over here of the candy, it's just a covering for it, and therefore, they're like an ochal animsa besoch kli, it's like food that's found inside some sort of a utensil that you're allowed to take it out. This is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. Finally, Sif Katan Pei Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, V'u'adin, the same thing over here, that you're not allowed to peel the onions and garlic, applies as well to apples, walnuts, that goes in, ushkedim, and almonds, uchayos v'zeh, and other foods like this. However, you can see the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Tzadi Zayin, brings down that he's surprised at this usage over here of the tapuchim. Quoting the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim comments on this, Tzorich Ian, the klipos ha-tapuchim, Rova olam ochlano sankach. Most people eat the peel of an apple, so they eat it very easily below the chak. So why should this be considered a problem over here of removing it? And he says, imkein ach laniach yeshlomer the shari. If you're not eating it right away, you're allowed to peel them for later usage. The issue footnote number 127 brings down from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and the Igris Moshe, she'af ha'prima godim lo niskavin lachlok al ha'mogin avram. He's not really arguing with the Mogin Avram. He's explaining, she'atam she'esh b'zeh mishum borer, the reason why it's borer, mishum she'kivan she'eno rotz lechol as ha'klipos. The Mogin Avram is saying that people who don't want to eat the klip, even though it's edible, they're essentially throwing it away. They're essentially stating that that's psolus, and therefore there is an issue of borer for them. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, in poseach plumin, if you want to open up a plum, v'zorek hagarinim, and throw away the seeds inside of it, the pits inside of it, that are hard, hakashim, and laniach lachazman, and you're not going to eat the plum right now, heavy borer. That is a problem with borer. Ubetapuchim, and with apples, likewise, ki haigabne yesh lamar gam kin d'oser. It's also forbidden over here if you're doing it with an apple over here. However, avo miyad lepeh, If you're doing it for immediate usage, shari li tain, you're allowed to go and put it in your mouth immediately after you've taken out the pit. The efshar af le osa suda shari, and even not for immediate usage, just for that meal, would be permissible as well. Dirshu footnote number 124 brings down, af le kolfun besakin, even when you're peeling these things in a way that you're allowed to do this and you're doing it for immediate usage, you're allowed to use a knife. Where Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says that that's permissible in the Igros Moshe. And this is also the opinion of Nissen Karolitz. Ein hasakin misayeya livror tov yoseh. The sakin doesn't make it, it's not a specialized implement to do it, it just makes it easier for you to do it, but it doesn't do it in a different way. How come there's a problem with peeling an apple when you have some of the apple that's left on the peel? Shouldn't that be similar to the situation of you're allowed to throw away a fly in a soup if you take some of the soup out as well? So he brings that from the Ketosa Shulchan. Shekimit shederech lekalpin in matmei atuach. This is the normal way that you go and peel off some of the peel with a little bit of the apple attached to it. Yev shalaso zos bofen acher. You can't do it in any other way. Batel ochel leklipa v'nechshav akol psolos. Then that little bit of food is batel, and it's not considered that you're removing a little bit of food. It's considered only as if you're removing peel. Finally, the issue footnote number 125 brings down from the Bir Halacha, Shekivin Sh'osakim Bizman Ochila Mamash, when you're taking the pits out right there at the beginning for the eating right then and there, so you're removing the pit, Nechshav Adover Kederech Achila, that's considered a normal way of eating. Vavilu Mborab Solos Mitoch Ochel, and this is allowed, even though you're removing the pit and then leaving the food behind, according to the Ramban. However, the Rosh disagrees and says you're not allowed to do this. And this enters into the famous question of how a person should eat watermelon. And he brings down from Rav Ozner's Zatzal, Shelo yotzi sagrinim kodim achilos. You're not allowed to pick the black seeds out of the watermelon before you go and eat them. But you should eat the watermelon and spit the seeds out. However, if you're doing this for young children, they can't really do this. So Moshe Feinstein, that's how the Igros Moshe says it is permissible to go and remove the seeds with your hand immediately before they eat it. There's also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Today, with modern technology and our ability to raise watermelon that are seedless, this halachic problem has gone away. With this, we conclude today's shir and Simon Shin Chof Aleph.